Good morning, we're continuing with Chayyadim Klal Gimel, and we're learning Siman Lam Vav. So the Chayyadim continues with this discussion of what is permitted to say in the basic Amerikots, or the basic Kisei. So a person is allowed to talk in the basic Amerikots. There's no issue of talking in the basic Amerikots. So we discussed that he can't discuss words of Torah. The person is allowed to talk in the basic Amerikots. In the basic Kisei, Chazal from discouraged people from talking. This is based on a Gemara in Masechtas Tamid that they had a basic kisei with a door under the basic mikdash where the kohanim would go if one kohen was in using it and somebody would attempt to enter. He would not talk. He would just make a sound like a grunt to indicate that he's in there. From that, we can derive an halacha that a person is not supposed to talk when they're basic kisei. The Gemara does say, however, that this halacha does not apply to women. The basic kisei, many times is found outside of the city, and for safety purposes, that the women should be safe, they would talk to each other when they would use the basic kisei to make aware that somebody else shouldn't enter. They would may have a situation where somebody would attempt to enter, take advantage of the situation. So Chazal encouraged the women to, yes, talk. And that remains in force, that women are allowed to talk in a basic kisei, and men are not supposed to talk in a basic kisei unless it's tzarek gadol. But in basic America, it's a person is allowed to talk. But the Chayyadim says, also litain sholom be basic kisei uber America. It's when you greet somebody that you haven't seen in a while, so you normally say shalom aleichem. So we do not say shalom aleichem. Hashem's name is Vikul or Hashem Shalom. That's one of the names of Hashem. Hashem is used, the concept of Shalom is something which is connected to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's Chazal understood it to mean that this is an expression of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the concept of Shalom. So it is a name of Hashem. So you cannot say Hashem's names, any of Hashem's names in the basic Kisei. So therefore, a person cannot say Shalom Aleichem. A person can say, hello, how are you? It would seem to me that similarly that invoking a concept of bracha, you should be benched, you should do those type of things which are, but the full sentence is Hashem should bench you. It would seem to me that it's a person should refrain from doing that as well. That does not seem to be necessarily the standard minig. What was Shemur Shalom? Person whose name is Shalom, say, hey Shalom, how are you? So you're talking to a person named Shalom. You're not using Hashem's name. You're talking to this person. This is the machlokes between the poskim. Yesharim the also likrei soy b'shmoy. And some say that you cannot call him by his name. But you cannot use the name Shalom in the basic kisei, or the basic merachos. So you would say. So how do you say to him? So, v'nochel libloy hamem v'yemer rak shalom b'lomem rak shayibla b'diber v'yesh nagam lemer shalom mavliyah hamem. So you avoid saying the full name. You say Shalom. Hey Shalom, you know, so it sounds like you're saying Shalom, but you sort of like avoid saying the last mem, or you say Shalom with a nun. The Mishnah Berurah follows this as well, that a person should try to avoid saying the name Shalom in the basic kisei, even though you're referring to an individual. That's why some poskim are out of it. A person should avoid that. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as Rachel Mechanun. This is not one of the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are Meyuchad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also when a person writes them, a person cannot erase them, etc. It's not that, but it is a attribute which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachel, we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chanun, and that is an appellation which we use vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore some poskim say that even that should not be said in the basic case. Now you say a person is merciful, so that, you know, so you can say he's referring to an individual. That's not a problem. But if you're saying Rachum and Chanun, referencing to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that would be problematic. Okay, the last two points that the Chayim deals with here in the Siman, we're not going to learn. So Bes Hashem, in the next year we will start Klal Dalad, the halachas of Erva. Have a good day.